Story 5, Following the Master's Voice. These are stories from Shoni, the retired sled dog. Brought to you by SledDogPodcast.com.
Oh, yeah, scratch right there. Oh, behind my ear. Oh, a little to the haw. Oh, my, thank you so much. You can stop by any time if you're going to do that. A story? Why, after that nice scratch, I can probably come up with one.
Hey, Shoni, tell them about how you know which trail to take and how you never get lost.
Why, Squirrel, you flatter me with such kind words. Well, let's see if I can come up with some races so I can make the story a little more interesting. Oh, yes, the race on the island. It was already a windy day, and of course the wind was worse once we got to the island. I overheard the master say that these were great trails. I was hoping so. By the time we got into the chute, the snow was really coming down. Because of the wind, I had a hard time hearing the master's commands. When the wind is howling like that, it is really important to remain quiet within yourself and to keep the team quiet. So I gave them a bark to put their heads down and be still. See, it's important to hear what the master is telling us, because he has given a map of the trail and will know how to lead us. Though this one day I had a little training to do with Sophia.
Shoni, I don't like this. Let's turn back. It's too snowy and windy, and it's just too different. What did you call this, an island? Well, I don't like islands, and I didn't like that fairy ride thing. Shoni, are you listening?
Sophia, I'm listening, but I'm not supposed to be. Calm down, young pup. We are not turning around. I'm supposed to be listening to the master. And if I do that, and we trust in him, everything will be fine. Now hush, girl.
Shoni, you missed what the master said. I think he said G over.
Well, thanks, Levi. I see this log up ahead. Over to the right, team. You see, in order for me to know which way to go, I need to hear what the master is saying. I can't be daydreaming or chatting with my team, especially when the weather is against us. So like I said, I get quiet inside, and I just focus on hearing his voice. If you ever want to lead a team, you have to trust your master. If you don't trust the master, why, you really have to know a lot more to run a good race. There was a time, though, where I was leading one of the master's kids, and it was her first race. Golly, I can't even remember where we were.
Oh, no. I don't remember if we were supposed to G or Ha, and the sign is blown off, and it's in the middle of the trail.
Oh, great. Now what are we going to do, Shoni? The kid is going to start crying, and then I'll start crying, and then, oh, my.
Oh, calm down, everyone. Let's see. There are runner marks going in both directions, so that will not help us. I smell lots of different, really interesting smells, so obviously lots of dogs have already been down here. Wait a minute. Is that squirrel smell? Rimsky, you know squirrel best. Smell, right here. Is that squirrel?
Yep. That's him, all right. I know he scent anywhere. Kinda has that manly, yet sophisticated smell to it.
Okay, well, now the master took squirrel on the longer course earlier, and it smells like he made a haw here. Yep, so we need to make a jeet to take the master's kid on the junior course. I believe I'm right. Let's start yanking to the right and get this kid to the finish line.
Oh, Shoni, you know, of course you do, because you're the best lead dog ever. Thank you, Shoni. Hike, team, we need to make up for the lost time.
So you see, sometimes you have to use the brain that God gave you to know which trail to take too. We have instincts too that help us to not take paths that we are not meant to take. Personally, I enjoy listening to the master best, but sometimes we need to do more than that.
Shoni, have you ever made a wrong turn or ended up somewhere you didn't belong?
Let me think now. It was back at my first kennel, and, well, I was a bit younger and a little more adventurous. I was due to have my first litter of pups, but not for about 30 days. The master hadn't been choosing me as much to run, and I was feeling kind of left out, so I made all kinds of commotion, jumping up and down and squealing, "Take me! Take me!" The master looked at me and chuckled.
"Now, Shoni, I don't think you realize how different it will be with pups in your belly. Boy, you really want to go, don't you? All right, girl, let's get you harnessed."
As I was being harnessed, a couple of things came to my mind. One, I wasn't eating real well. My tummy was kind of queasy, even with the yummy high-protein food. Two, I wasn't drinking much for the same reason. I knew that if you wanted to be able to do lots of running for lots of miles, both were needed. But I ignored those thoughts and tried to focus on the trail. We were trotting along when my brother Cody said,
Shoni, you don't seem to be yourself. Are you okay?"
"Sure I am, Cody. I just haven't been training that hard lately, but I can handle it."
"Well, it's just that you seem wobbly and, well, I am getting a good sniff of you because I'm so close. In other words, pick it up, sis."
"Hey, I gave myself a bath this morning, so I should be smelling real nice. But all right, see if you can catch me now." Well, I started running faster and faster, just to prove to my brother that nothing was wrong with me, until my belly started aching, and I soon was dizzy, and then I just collapsed in a heap. So they told me.
"Shoni, sis, are you all right? I was just teasing you, but I guess something was wrong. Oh, my. You've just got to be all right. I'm going to be an uncle, you know, and I've never been an uncle before. At least I don't think so."
"It's all right, Cody. I see her. Shoni, girl, let me just unhook you, and we'll get you into the basket and straight home. I should have never let you come, but you were so excited."
Well, the master brought me up to the big dog house and snuggled me down on a soft blanket. He lifted a bowl to my mouth and got some water in me. Soon, he put down some soft dog mush, and I was able to lift my head and lick some up. The pain slowly went away, and I fell asleep. The next morning, I was stiff and crampy, but I felt much better. Though the food still made me feel queasy, I ate it and drank down my whole bowl of water. The master let me stay up at the big dog house because the master's wife told him,
"No pregnant human or animal should have to sleep in the dirt. You let her stay up here where I can pamper her a little."
So you see, that time, I didn't take the right trail. Or in other words, I didn't do the right thing. And I almost hurt my five little pups growing inside of me and hurt myself. I should have listened to my master and myself, but I pushed all that out of the way. So I could do what I wanted to do. I was so set on my way that I didn't listen to the right way. Thankfully, it all turned all right in the end, and I learned a very valuable lesson.
"Wow, Shoni, I would have never thought that you'd have gone the wrong way. But then again, you had to get smart by some bad experience as well as some good ones."
"Well, that's right, Squirrel. All the experiences we have are there for us to learn by. Some dogs never choose to learn from their bad or good experiences and never get wise. But those of us who do learn from our mistakes or good experiences will get wiser and wiser. See, thankfully us dogs have a master that tells us what to do and where to go. And if we listen to him, we will continue to run a good race and remain on the right trail. We also need to be willing to wait and not go out before the master. Oh my, waiting is real hard for a sled dog, which is why I missed it that day. How about you? Are you on the right trail? I bet you know if you are or not, just by what you're feeling inside. Know first and foremost that you should be listening to your master, especially when you're in the middle of a snowstorm and the wind is really loud. Put your ears back and be still inside. And be sure to listen so you won't take the wrong trail. And when your master's directions aren't clear, trust what is good and right, and trust what you've learned. And if you find you're in a time of waiting, like I was, though you won't be having pups anytime soon, Make sure you don't get too excited to do what you want. Make sure you don't get too excited to do what you want. Make sure the master would agree with you first. Nothing worse than flopping on the trail and not finishing the race. Well, I guess my memory's still pretty good because all my itchy spots are itchy again. So I must have been talking long. Yeah, ooh, scratch right there. Ooh, over to the ha. Now, gee. Oh, yeah, that's real nice. Well, let's all stay on the right trail, everyone, and make our master proud.
Thank you for listening. And if you like this program, would you mind telling a friend about it? Or even better, would you mind telling a friend and making a donation on the webpage? Dog food is always welcome. And from all of us from Sled Dog Podcast, happy mushing!